Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Good news for fans of Dead Outlaw who may have missed out on its recently concluded Broadway run. The full musical will now exclusively be available on Audible July 17th. The release was pushed all the way up from October after an earlier-than-expected closing last Sunday. The recording captures the full Broadway cast and orchestrations from its brief stay at the Longacre Theater. Dead Outlaw received 7 Tony nominations this year, including Best Musical, but went away empty-handed and failed to break through late in a crowded Broadway season. 8 songs from the show are now available to stream wherever you download music. They gave their soul for that. Following its final performance last Sunday, The Picture of Dorian Gray has announced it has recouped its Broadway investment, capitalized at over $8 million. The one-person show starred Sarah Snook, playing all 26 characters in Kip Williams' tech-heavy adaptation of the Oscar Wilde novel. The milestone came during the limited run's final week of performances, in which it surpassed $2 million in a single week in gross for the only time. This also marks the highest weekly gross by any play in the history of the Music Box Theater. The producing team for The Picture of Dorian Gray was led by Michael Castle, Adam Kenwright, Daryl Roth, Amanda Lipitz, and Henry Tisch. And finally today in casting news, Grace Hodgett Young will play her final performance in Sunset Boulevard on July 13th. Young made her Broadway debut in the Tony-winning musical Revival after playing the role in London in 2023 and is leaving due to a previously scheduled commitment. The show is set to close on July 20th, with current understudy Sidney Jones assuming the role of Betty Schaefer for the final week. As previously announced, Young's co-star Tom Francis will depart the cast this Sunday the 6th, with understudy Pierre Marais taking on Joe Gillis for the rest of the run. Sunset Boulevard plays at the St. James Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.